Emergency management and fire officials spent the morning updating evacuees at Drummond High School. DNR Fire Incident Commander Larry Gladowski addressed a tired crowd.
A lot of live power lines, there's a lot of dead trees, they're out there burning. It's just not a safe environment or area for people to go back into yet. It's dangerous for our firefighters, but definitely dangerous for you.
Laureen Peterson stayed at the school overnight. She grabbed a few mementos from her home on Ellison Lake near Barnes before evacuating.
If they had been lost in the fire, I would have been sad, but the most important things were my family, which were with me, and they were safe.
The last Peterson heard, her home was still standing, but she doesn't know if that's still the case. It's the same for Dave Brown. He has lived in the home he built on Ellison Lake for 30 years. He was setting up for a garage sale when the Douglas County Sheriff told him to leave.
We drove down Beauregard Lake Road. We could see it was quite a ways away. We didn't dream it'd ever be by our house.
Brown is worried. His neighbor two lots down lost his house.
We're just like a whole family and a whole neighborhood. It's just absolutely unreal.
The Garamond Road fire has burned more than 9,000 acres and destroyed 47 buildings, 17 of them homes and cabins. Fire officials hope people may return to their homes by Thursday morning if the line holds. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Drummond.